What is going on, Colts Nation? He is Jamal Lawrence, and I'm Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast.
Yo.
Hey, everybody. I'm a little under the weather, so my voice sounds awful. So just to start off and let y'all know what's going on. Everybody is sick where I live right now. Like, something's going around, and it got to me, unfortunately. But, hey, please remember to like, subscribe, and comment below with your thoughts, Colts Nation. That's the best way to support us as it gets our video out to other Colts fans just like you, and it is completely free. But also, shout out to our 1,500 plus subscribers on YouTube. I mean, that is a milestone, and it is amazing that there's so many people that support us. So we really do appreciate you all. If you're on YouTube, if you're on any other platform, I mean, we still love you. But look, let's get right into it. The NFL draft is months away. But let's talk about a previous draft pick. 2021, the Indianapolis Colts selected Michigan defensive end Kwity Paye with the number 21 overall pick in the NFL draft. Did the Colts get it right with this pick, or has he not lived up to expectations? I mean, were we talking bust level? What are we talking about, Jamal? What's the verdict? You got to let me know, because I think I know how you feel on this.
You think you know how I feel?
Yeah, your face says it all.
My face froze right there. I'm not gonna lie, my connection jumped out for a second, but I'll start us off and talk to everybody about it, see what we're talking about. So you know, Eric, you asked the question. You said, how do we feel about Kwity Paye, number 20 or the 20, what was it, 21st pick for us, I think it was, back in that draft. Hey, listen, you know, I don't think Kwity Paye is a bust. All right, I don't think he's a bust. I'll tell you that first and foremost. I think that everybody has some ups and downs throughout their career. I think he's still young, but I think there's a ton of room for improvement. And I think that the Colts fandom, the Colts Nation, is kind of torn in between this. Throughout this year, and I guess even coming into this year, we talked about how he was going into a contract year and he was going to really need this breakout season to really elevate himself and to kind of have a seal the deal on him. And you may ask me, Jamal, do you think that he was able to have that breakout year? I'll get into that in a couple minutes. But I think that no matter what, we are still probably 50-50 on whether or not we think that he's a bust, whether he should be here, however you want to slice it. But when we go back to his draft, when we think about him being drafted, Colts knew at this time that we were going to be getting a solid run stopper. I think we all knew that we were getting a pretty raw pass rusher. Even, you know, he's an edge guy. We picked him in the first round. He's a pretty raw guy from the start. And I think it's one of those things where, like many other people, when you get drafted, you say, hey, give him a year or two to get some, you know, get some under his belt, get a couple more games. I think he only played like 19 games in college, so really not a whole lot of exposure in college for him. So when he got to us, you know, we expected a lot from him just because he was our first round pick, but we didn't really see a whole lot out of that. And of course, we know throughout year two as well, he had some injuries there that plagued him. So then it kind of got really awkward. We get to this year three portion and we're trying to think to ourselves, well, what do we do now? What's the deal now for Kwity Paye? How can he show anybody in Indianapolis that he should remain here and that he's not a bust, that the Colts didn't make a mistake picking him at this high? You can read a lot of stuff that'll probably say, you know, maybe we should have waited or maybe he should have been a second round pick. But in some people's eyes, when it comes to that run stop game he has, people say, you know, he's done his job. You trade off one for another. If you ask me personally, I think that whenever we get someone off the edge like that, we expect an elite pass rusher. And that's just not what he's been for us at this point. When I think about Kwity Paye, he had, 8.5 sacks this year for us? First year, career year form with that, 8.5 sacks this year. He balled out when it came to the sacks this year, but it's also because his availability was here. He was in the game a lot more because he wasn't played by, you know, missing game after game after game of injuries. But also, we had to think about the fact that we had a really good defensive line coming in to help him out. We had this tandem with DeForest Buckner, Grover Stewart, even though he missed 6 games, Samson Ibukam, who's balled out for. So this is not an episode on him, but I think that we have to note, you know, his 10 sacks he had was something big. But what I'll say about Quiddy that really stood out to me, and not in a positive way, was that he only had 10.4% of pass rush win rate, 33rd in the league and 9th on the team. Just to reference, Samson Abukam was 16th on that list in the league with a 19% pass rush win rate. That's a big difference. And, you know, people will say, well, he was a part of a rotation. He was in, he was out. Maybe he wasn't in on a lot of third downs. I get that. I'm not saying that he didn't do good. I'm just saying that the numbers showed that he was not that effective in the pass rush win rate. And that's been an issue we knew since day one. So when I think about what he brings to the team for us from the run side of the ball, sure, I think, you know, he's solid. From the pass side, pass rusher side, I just don't see it. And I don't know at what point, you know, it's going to get there, because we have to go back and look at film to see how many of these sacks were coverage sacks or, you know, maybe one where someone didn't block him, whatever the case is. There are a lot of ups and downs with that. I did not go back and look through every single game to see all his sacks and get a full understanding, but I'd be willing to bet that, you know, more often than not, some of them were from coverage sacks or, you know, just not getting blocked off the edge. I'm not discrediting him at all. But I'm just saying that the pass rush that we need and that we want it and that we expect it to develop has not quite been there yet. So, Eric, my personal take is this. Is he a bust? No. Barty said that. So there are two options for me of what I think we should do with him, and I'm going to let you go. But there are two options. I think, A, I wouldn't mind exercising that fifth-year option for him simply for the fact that he had a career year 8.5 sacks for us this past year. And maybe he could bump it up again next year and do something a little bit bigger. Or, as we talked about in the previous episode with Marvin Harrison Jr., we talked about that, trade him out of here. But I don't foresee us signing him for an extension at this point, because it just hasn't been there as far as I'm concerned for the pass rush.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I like how you brought up the pass rush win rate. But, you know, because a lot of people only look at the sack numbers. They only look at that. Like, if you look at the sack numbers, you're like, oh, wow, TJ Watt's the best edge rusher in the NFL because he leads the league in sacks. He's really good. I'll give you that. But, like, you know, we look at guys like Aaron Donald and Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett. You know, these guys have very, very high pass rush win rates. But especially with those interior defensive tackles, they're getting double teamed a lot. Like DeForest Buckner got double teamed on 66% of his plays. That dude's getting double teamed, what, 2/3 of the time?
It's nuts.
It's crazy. But Quiddy Pay. So let's get back to Quiddy Pay. Yeah, I agree with you, Jamal. He's not a bust. I thought you were gonna say he was a bust. you know, if he was a bust, he would have been cut a year ago. That's my personal opinion. Like, when I think of bust, like you gone, you're gone from that team in probably 2 or 3 years, probably 2 years, mm-hmm. 1 to 2 years. I mean, let's be honest. But I think there's this expectation, like you were talking about, that, you know, these players have to be the absolute best talent coming out the first round. Like, sometimes you just don't get, you know, these elite guys out the first round. You get these solid players. It just happens. But just because he's not Max Crosby or somebody like that, he's not a bust. Like you said, he's phenomenal at run defense. You know, when we drafted him, you know, Chris Ballard likes those athletic traits. Mm-hmm. That guy had a freakish three cone time. He bench pressed like 36 times. Like, Quiddy Pay was that guy. So I know the combine helped him out from the Colts scouting point perspective. So they were like, yo, yeah, we can develop this guy. He's got all the intangibles. He's got all the traits we need. So I believe that was their, you know, belief at the time. But like you said, he's only a decent pass rusher, but he's 25 years old. So you could say he hasn't entered his prime yet. You could say he has, and it's just started, but like he's right there. Like, yeah, I thought this year would be a breakout year. And let's be honest, we look at his stats, you know, over time. I mean, he does have more sacks than the year before, more stuffs. So, like, you know, he's getting the box score numbers, but, you know, a lot of people say Quiddy Bay got these stats in like garbage time. I'd have to go check back and see. I know a lot of Colts games, it wasn't in garbage time. We had a lot of games that came down to the fourth quarter. So I wouldn't really call that garbage time, but we bring up pass rush win rate. Like how often are you beating the guy ahead of you? And if you're doing it at a 10% clip, you don't even break top 20 in top edge rusher. So we got to look at that. But you can't call him a bust because he's made the team better. Expectations, you know, would be higher with like a top 10 pick maybe, but he was drafted at 21. You know who was drafted before Quiddy Pay?
Who that?
Kadarius Toney. Imagine if we drafted Kadarius Toney. I think Kadarius Toney is one of the worst wide receivers in the NFL, and I'll go on record saying that. So imagine if we had him. Like that, there weren't a lot of great players taken ahead of him. I mean, you could say Christian Darrisaw would have been great. You know, maybe if we needed a running back, Travis Etienne, Najee Harris. Maybe if we needed a center, Landon Dickerson, but he was taken in the second round. So hindsight's always 20/20 when you kind of look at this from that perspective. But he's been a day one starter. He's been good, not great while on the field. Like he hasn't been exceptional, but that's not a bust. That's not a bust to me. Like you're a starter. You're out there. You know. Excuse me. Every time I talk a lot, I start coughing. I got to get over the sickness.
Sick boys.
Yeah, it should happen soon. But look, that's not a bust material to me. But, and I agree with you, Jamal. Like, do we re-sign him? Like, what kind of money is he going to command? Is he going to? It's going to be like, yo, I'm worth this much, and we're talking like T.J. Watt money. We talking Nick Bosa money. Like, you know. Probably in a few years, you know, because every year it's like, oh, new record for a contract. And yep. Because money inflates, that's what happens. So we hear that every year. But what is his actual market value? Right now, to me, it's probably like slightly above what Ibukam's getting paid, something like that. Like Quiddy Pay. Like I don't think a ton of people would get mad if he walked somewhere else. Kind of right. Like people weren't super mad over not keeping Okereke, things like that. That's how I'm looking at it, Jamal. You know, if he has a major step up in his fourth year, I could see Ballard, you know, immediately taking up that fifth year option. But like mm-hmm. being like, okay, if he repeats that, like we got our guy for the next four years, something like that. So it'd be interesting to see what happens when we presumptively picked up, you know, his fifth year option at the end of next season, probably. But you got to also remember, guys, we didn't have the best coverage unit in the NFL this season. I mean, we like to point fingers at Gus Bradley and stuff like that, but like, look what he had to work with our defensive backs. I mean, you know, if the opposing quarterback can complete a pass on their first read every single play, it's going to make life hard for this defensive line. And they still got what? How many sacks this year?
51 or something like that. Don't quote me on that, but it was over 50.
Still got 51 sacks. I'm pretty sure that was top 10 in the league. So like we got sacks when we needed it to. But yeah, yeah, if you got Taylor Heineke slicing us up like Swiss cheese, it's like the defensive line can only do so much. So I feel like, and this is a perfect draft to address that defensive back situation, but we need to improve there before we can get a full evaluation of Quiddy Pay and kind of the rest of this defensive line unit.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, I think you're 100% right when you say we didn't really give him much to work with, especially when we look at what the defense side of the ball did. And kind of going back to what you were saying earlier with the money, I mean, we know historically Colts do, for what it's worth, overpay players. They throw them the money. You know, I don't care how you want to slice it. They throw them whatever money they want. But I just find it interesting with the Shane Steichen era. I'll be curious to see how it works out because I think that he kind of commands a different type of, I don't want to say play, but well, yeah, I will say that commands a different style of play from people. So I think that this is kind of a new day and age for Indianapolis where, you want to get your bread, you got to put your money where your mouth is. You know what I mean? You have to show everybody that you are here to do it. Now, do I think that Steichen is going to do something by letting him walk? No, I think you're 100% right, where if he can, you know, muster up another year like he did this year, Ballard and Steichen will probably come to a mutual agreement and say, hey, let's keep this man in the building. But it'll still be hard for me to – I'll be hard-pressed to give him the kind of money he's probably going to be looking for based off of what we've seen. And, again, I know it takes some years for these guys to develop and all of that, but – I mean, Ballard even addressed it during his press conference. He said he needs to be more effective on the pass rushing side. Like he said, Quiddy has to be more effective. Is that a jab at him? I think it's a smart jab at him. I think it's a jab to say, hey, listen, we're acknowledging what you've done, but we also expect you to do, you know, a little bit more. Give us some more.
Absolutely.
And that's what we need. And again, I think it goes back to what the expectation that Steichen has now kind of brought into this building. You know, everybody knows how I feel about Ballard. We're not even going to go on that rabbit hole. But again, the level of talk, the fields of talk that have come out this year as opposed to the previous years, even when we still had 9-1 seasons in previous years, where it's still just a matter of what do you want me to do style. A little more accountability this time, a little more accountability, but it's easier to take accountability when you have, you know, a 9-1 season and you almost got to the playoffs or whatever the case is. It's a lot easier to say, hey, you're right. I didn't, you know, focus on the defensive backs. Oh, I do need my defensive linemen to create more of a pass rush. It's easy.
Oh, I think you went out there, but I'll just continue what Jamal was saying. I think he's absolutely spot on. Like, this man can just look. I had a rookie head coach. My quarterback that I drafted fourth overall just went down. What do y'all want me to like? I can see that. It's easier to be like, look, yeah. I did what I could. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. It just didn't work out this year. So, but he's, I don't know. Y'all heard all those AJ Brown talks.
Talk look, to him.
I mean. Yeah, this ain't an AJ Brown episode, but Ballard's got to kill this draft. I like this is why. So when we did our draft grades right after the draft for this Colts year, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, A plus overall." I can't wait to give y'all my rookie draft grades for this year, because I'm gonna tell y'all right now. I'm gonna give y'all a little sneak peek. It ain't going to be no A+. This is why I hate doing it. I know we kind of did it last year.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we put a disclaimer that said, look, we got to see these guys play first. Like one of the draft picks, sneak peek guys, one of the draft picks got cut in the preseason. Supposed to be a steal. And I told everyone, pump the brakes. Like this man is not a steal yet. Like I watched a lot of college football on this guy. I'm gonna tell you right now. But look, I'm just trying to keep it a buck. Y'all know we don't sugarcoat stuff, but I can't wait till we do that episode because it is really hard, especially with the transition to the NFL, mm-hmm. how these guys are gonna play out. I mean, I'll just point out like Johnny Manziel, like dude had a career college year at A&M, goes to the NFL and a complete, you want to talk about what the definition of bust is? There you have it. Complete bust. So, let me not get fired up. We got anything else on Quiddy Pay?
No, I mean, hey, Quiddy, you know what time it is? We said it at the beginning of the season. You were one of our people who we said, you got to come out here this year and ball
break out.
Hey, same thing going into this year. Ain't nothing changed but the name on the mail. You still got to come out and do it again. You got to do it again. And I mean, you got to elevate it. You got pressure. Samson got 10 off the edge. You got to get 10 off the edge. That's all I'm saying. If you want to get that money, you got to get 10 off the edge too. But that's it for me.
I think, I mean, his trajectory right now, every year his numbers seem to be getting better. Don't know about his underlying stats because we talked about his pass rush rate, pass rush win rate. But you know, maybe the guys are opening up more for Quiddy Pay. Hopefully, I don't know. We're gonna see. We're really gonna see. But this defense has to improve as a whole.
Absolutely.
Oh, That's going to be it for us, everyone. I need to go drink some water. thanks for listening to the ColtsCast. We are live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, radio platform. You just listen to podcasts. We'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Y'all take care.